It is 18 minutes before the hour here on the Try a Large Radio Show. We're pleased to be in studio and on the air with John Manelis. He is the owner of Auto Care Plus, which has got auto vehicle maintenance facilities located throughout the state and growing into New England. Right now, he's got one right here in the Queen City at 991 Candy Road. He's got another one on the Daniel Webster Highway in Merrimack, number 738, just below or south of Bedford, because we're all below Bedford, but Merrimack's just to the south.
Yeah.
I like to poke my bears in Bedford every now and then. We've got one up in, what was it? Is it Wolfboro or Moultonboro?
Wolfboro.
Yeah. It's seven, no, it on Route 28, Center Street, just outside of the downtown. Another one up in Conway on Route 16. And then down east, Ayotte in South Portland, Maine, right across from the main mall. AutoCarePlus.com is where you can find them online and find out why they call themselves your dealer alternative. Plus, you can see the great auto care clubs they have for you to more efficiently and effectively maintain your vehicle. Your pre-purchase inspection. I know a lot of you are thinking now about buying cars. Kids are getting ready to go off to school. You might want to go through the pre-purchase inspection. I know a lot of people who have used that, actually. I hear stories from people like, oh, yeah, well, I was going to buy a car for my daughter and brought it there. And, well, there were things the dealer decided to fix for us. Thank you very much. And also, let me see. Oh, yes. If you want to buy a car, they sell them too. You can check out the inventory online at AutoCarePlus.com. Doesn't matter where you live. They can bring the car from where it is to close to where you are at any one of their facilities. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rich.
Now that I've taken up half your segment bragging about what you do.
Oh, that's all right. It's almost free advertising.
Well, you know, I'm a customer, and I have to tell you, I am a happy one.
Well, that's good.
And I can't lie, so if I weren't, then my audience would know it.
Yeah, well. Well, we do sell cars up in Wolfboro, and my website is being redone, so don't go looking for updated inventory just yet. I mean, some of it's accurate, some of it's not, to be quite honest. But the best thing to do would be to give us a call right now until should launch it this week, maybe.
So. Cool. So what's on your agenda today?
Well, I was going to talk about this season that we're in, which is July. And, of course, yesterday was putrid. And
I loved yesterday.
I did, too. But I was outside building a rock wall, and it was pretty hot. So pretty humid. And that smell that you get when you walk into somebody else's car, because you know, even your own car sometimes, that it smells like, you know, gym socks.
Yes, that's usually a good clue that it's time to get the car detailed.
Well, it's actually being caused by what's happening actually in the car is the AC season, and that's what's really happening.
Yeah. That's the AC?
That's the AC. You got I didn't bring my prop, but there's a little 10 by 12 or so size radiator, if you will. We call it the evaporator core, that lives in a little plastic box behind your dash on your firewall, buried in your car. And that's where the cabin air filter lives. It also lives in front of that device.
Okay.
So picture a little radiator. And what it's doing is, we talked a couple episodes about, you know, a couple of weeks ago about it. You weren't here, but we talked about...
I was listening.
Refrigerant and how it worked and how you take the heat out of the car. And,
yes, and Donna Green was asking whether or not the cars of today have air conditioning that's as cold as the cars of yesterday.
Yeah,
because she's, I heard, and it was more efficient. I was listening.
Yeah, see, it was 97 degrees, so yeah, I mean, it has to work hard.
Yeah.
So anyway, it when that process happens, what's happening is when it's cooling the air. What happens when you have hot air, turning into cool air, it creates moisture, and that moisture is building up on the fins of that radiator. That's what it's supposed to do if it's working properly.
Okay.
And you know, if you actually looked at it, there would be a sheet of water coming down like a waterfall across that evaporator core. And what happens with that is it, you know, it goes into a drain and it goes out underneath your car. And if you have a sour car in the summertime running with water pouring out from underneath it, depending on how hot it is, that's a system that's working properly. A lot of times, though, the first thing we do if somebody says they got a smell in their car is check the drains, because a lot of times in New England anyway, you know, we got pine trees and pine needles build up in those drainage, okay. And they plug them up, and all that water can't go anywhere, so it just kind of gets stuck up there in the evaporator core. And then when you shut your car off, all those little microbes start to grow in there, and so that thing gets covered with mold and mildew, basically.
So, I mean, you know, you're talking about what you called the putrid smell, you know, the gym sock smell, we'll call it.
Yeah.
But what about when it smells kind of like a basement?
Yeah, it's the musty smell. It's all of that. That's so all that bacteria all the same thing? That's growing on top of those on that radiator, basically. Mm-hmm. And so, there's not a lot you can do about it. I mean, you can sit there after you shut your car off and run your blower motor, your fan, across it for about 10 to 15 minutes, and that'll dry it out and help this not to happen. The actual manufacturers a few years ago went to doing that, and they actually put modules in there that would keep, would stay on and run. If you ever got out of your car, some of the cars a few years ago, would you get out and the blower motor would continue to run, and people would, my car, something's wrong, the thing's running, and you have to explain to them that's normal. But what happened is they were killing, those modules were having problems, and they weren't going to sleep, and then
they were killing the batteries.
They were killing the batteries, 15 minutes running the motor, and then they wouldn't turn off. So they kind of, most of the manufacturers, I believe, have abandoned that method and just letting it happen. Mm-hmm. It's okay, but you know, the other thing about this is there's a cabin air filter in front of this. So if you picture that radiator, you have this filter in front. And the air is blowing across that, the cold air that comes into your car is being blown across those fins. And so you're going to get that smell of that mold and mildew.
Now, can those fins be cleaned? I mean,
and
is
that's,
there,
yes, good question.
It seems to me, you know.
Well, unfortunately, I mean, in extreme cases, you would have to take the dash apart. And at that point, I mean, you're talking $1,000 repair. So it's time consuming, 10 or so hours in most cars to get it apart. So what we've come up with, and there's some products on the market that you probably don't want to use. A lot of people will have you spray into the vents, and the blow motor will suck it across the fins and try to neutralize the smell. But really, it's just a deodorant. It's really not a, doesn't do anything to kill the mold.
How about if you spray some bleach into it?
Maybe.
No, okay, well, it'll kill the mold.
Right. So there's a product we use, but the way to do it properly is there's a picture of that little radiator that I told you. It lives behind the dash. It lives in a big plastic box. And so what we do, there's a product out there that you can actually, we drill a small tiny hole enough to put a wand in there, and we spray it up against the actual radiator. Now, you can't go doing that yourself, because you got to know what you're doing, because if you drill into that radiator, then you definitely have to take the dash apart, because you're gonna have a big refrigerant leak. So you don't want to drill into your radiator or your evaporator core. So
not recommended for home use.
Exactly. So although you could probably try and do it yourself, but a lot of times we've seen the bad side of that. So so basically this product is kind of like, I liken it to you know, scrubbing bubbles, that stuff you spray on your toilet, you know.
Okay.
So it basically goes in and it coats the radiator fins with, you know, with bubbles, you know, that actually, it's a foam is what it is. And it neutralizes and kills the mold and the mildew, and the smell goes away. And it's not something you have to do every year. You probably do it every couple of years, whenever you notice the smell.
Now, is there a way to prevent it from building up in the first place? I mean, it's like a regular maintenance check or something?
No. Honestly, keeping the drain from clogging up helps.
Now, where's the drain? I know you mentioned that, but it didn't.
It's hidden underneath, and they routed something, and different manufacturers will route it away into the engine compartment somewhere so it drains.
So it's not something you can do as a sort of a normal maintenance check when the oil's done or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times if you lift up your hood, the drains are actually, well, the drain for that is you can't really get to it. I mean, it's, what happens is, you know, an animal might crawl in there, like a bug might crawl up in there because it's water, you know, looking for water, who knows, and it might die in there and it clogs it up, so it's nothing that the normal person is going to be looking for. You'd have to have it on a lift to find it.
Seems to me to be a design flaw if an ant can kill it. Get an ant stuck in your radiator,
honestly,
coolant drain.
You know, you got to dry it, and that's, you know, and the options are sitting in your car and turning it off and blowing your air motor for 10 minutes, and nobody's going to do that. So, at least I don't think so. But you know, it's just a process that happens, and there's not a good way around it, especially in New England in the summertime, because we have a lot of high humidity summers, and, you know, that stuff just, there's a lot of moisture in the air in New England, and we pull it all out with this AC system, and that's where it ends up, in that radiative area. So it's, yeah, it's nothing.
So if you're running your air conditioner and you don't see water dripping from underneath your car, you have a problem.
You definitely have a problem. I mean, this is no different than, you know, the way it works in your house. If you've ever gone in your basement and saw, you know, water all over your basement floor in the summertime, I mean, that's that evaporator core pulling all the moisture out of the air in the house. And, you know, if your air filter in your furnace is not changed regularly, that'll cause that water to build up and not drain properly, and it'll overheat, if you will, the AC system in your house. And it happens quite often as well. It happened to me this summer, actually. So
there you go.
Because I didn't change my air filter in my house. So this, like your cabin air filter, same thing. You got to change that.
It sounds to me like you put that on autopilot. Call our good friends at Bill Trombley Plumbing and Heating.
Well, yeah, they should have remembered to call me and set up that. Actually, that's my fault. Set up the recommended scheduled maintenance. So So cabin air filter. That's one of the things you can do is. That's a filter that doesn't get changed nearly enough. You know, it's people are just.
Now, is that a regular maintenance item? Like, if you look
it
up.
It is.
All right.
Yeah.
So
it's in your book every 15,000 miles on average, but it depends if you live in a dusty environment. If you have a dirt road driveway, it's going to be changed more often. And,
right.
And that's just another thing that holds that, because it's right up against this thing that's getting wet. It also is trying to keep the outside air from coming in and plugging up that evaporator core and causing it to grow all this mold and mildew. But itself will capture the moisture and the mold, and you've got to get it out of there. Because we, honestly, it's not in a fun place to get to either, and a lot of people ignore it and forget about it and don't change it. And that just that'll make your AC system feel like it's not. I was telling Donna the other week that, you know, if you don't change that, then the air's not even going to get through into your car. And that's why it feels like the air's not blowing. But it is. It's just plugged up.
It is. It's just going out through the going out from underneath the hood because you can't get into the car.
You can't get into the car because it's just a tiny little motor that.
Huh.
Yeah.
So who knew?
Yeah, there you go. So that's my AC stories.
All right. So at what point should people, because we got about a minute and a half or so left, at what point should people start looking to do the sort of kids are going back to school and bringing their cars with them check? Like, and I'm talking college because high school kids will be at home. But
well, anytime in August is usually when we start to see that onslaught of people. But, you know, a lot of people don't, honestly, they finish their summer and then they get back to school and then they think about their car. And then they're already at school and either they're going to get stuck going to some place they don't trust, or they're going to have to wait till they come back on the weekend and try to get their car in on a Saturday and rush it through. And so it's, you know, like anything else, plan ahead. Mm-hmm. And if you want to have that AC thing done, by the way, we do it. It's around $125. And again, you can neutralize that smell. And as for, you know, I saw on USA Today yesterday, top 10 consumer problems.
Yeah.
The number one thing, unfortunately, was my industry, automotive sales and service.
Really?
Yeah. And it's still to this day, nobody trusts us. And it just drives me insane. But
well, John, I trust you. And I know our audience trusts you. And so we just have to.
So it's good. Find somebody you trust, because that's what I'm saying. If, don't bring your car down to the local mechanic at the school if he didn't come highly recommended. You know, it takes a while to build up relationships with people. And it's worth it. Don't get me wrong. It's just, it's a long process.
You know, it is. And I tell you that. Not that I ever enjoy bringing my car to the garage.
No, nobody likes coming to see us, that's for sure. So.
All we hear is cha-ching.
Yeah.
No. But you guys do make it easy to do business with you, and that's always a plus. And I always walk out of there knowing exactly what needs to be done, why, and what the plan is to do it.
Yeah.
So we can.
No pressure here. Just trying to look out for everybody. So.
You know, I can say that honestly. You guys are good. All right. John Manelis, owner of Auto Care Plus. Pop on by at 991 Candia Road in the Queen City, 738 Daniel Webster Highway in Merrimack, just south of Bedford, up on the Big Lake in Wolfboro, right outside the downtown. on Route 28, on Route 16 in Conway, and somewhere down east in South Portland across from the Main Mall or the Mall of Maine, one of the two. I don't know. Do both exist?
Just the Main Mall.
Just the Main Mall.
Next to Pape Chevrolet, next to Home Depot, somewhere around there.
There you go. So it's in a remote place that's hard to find. And always online at autocareplus.com, where you can get telephone numbers and addresses on all of the locations and oh, so much more. That's autocareplus.com. John, as always.
Thank you, Rich.
All right, we're going to take a break for traffic, weather, and sports. When we come back, we'll hit the news.